Pei perkimel mishnechas a kaisiv nechasiv laavdo yotzev ben chorim. So the rabbis gives a call nechasiv, a person that writes over to his slave nishtar that all of his nechasim are going to the slave, and part of his nechasim is the slave himself. So it sounds like he's giving the slave to himself, which means he's freeing the slave. Now the reason he uses lashon of avdo, his slave, is because he was his slave, or he always was a slave, but he's soon to be a ben chorin. Like the Mishnah says, yatsa ben chorin. So the slave goes out and he's free. Shir karka koshu, if he leaves over in the shtar a certain amount of land, even a small amount, lo yatsa ben chorin. So he does not go free. So why does he not go free? So the Rav explains, because when a person says that first statement, he writes in the shtar, the first statement that all of his nechasim are going to this slave, and then he then says, except for land. So once he says accept, he totally is mevatel that first statement. And he basically destroys whatever he wrote in the beginning. So he said, all of his nechasim are going, and then when he writes accept, so that sort of destroys it. And it's mevatel everything he said. Deloim palginan dibure. So meaning that we don't split up what he said into two separate parts and say that, you know, the accept is only a separate term. Rather, we have that the second part of the statement totally uproots the first part. And even in a case, the Rav says, where let's say he only has one field and the Eved. So he only owns two items, the Eved and another field. And he says that I'm giving everything over to you except for my field. So we know that the thing that he's talking about is the Eved himself. Still, since we're not Mepalgin and Dibure, since we don't do that, his chutz uproots the first thing he said and the whole thing is for naught. And he only said this to flatter the Eved. So he just said this whole thing, but really it meant nothing. Rabbi Shimon Oymer, Liolum hu ben chorin ad sheyomer harein kol nechasai nesunim leish ploni avdi, chutz mi'echad miribu shebehem. Rabbi Shimon says that a person, the Eved, always becomes free when such a lashon is written in the shtar, when he says, all my nechasim, by the way, it's lav davka kark, it's anything, all my nechasim are yours. If he says that, even if he says chutz from something else, he still goes free according to Reb Shimon. The only time that he stays an Eved, according to Reb Shimon, if he said, except for 1/10,000th of my nechasim, one of my 10,000, which is a very small amount, what he's saying to the Eved, because normally when he writes, Reb Shimon holds it, when he writes that the person is getting all of his nechasim except for something, so we always assume that the something is not talking about the Eved, it's something else. And we only think, according to Reb Shimon, we only think he's actually referring to the Eved, that he's holding the Eved back from the Matana, specifically in a case where he says a very small amount he's keeping to himself. And that very small amount is referring to the Eved. So, which is interesting, the Rishonim say that the reason that that is, according to Reb Shimon, that the very small amount is referring to the Eved, is because he's giving the Eved derech kavod, which is an interesting way to give somebody kavod by saying, I'm giving everything to you except the tiny, tiny thing that's worth the least, which is referring to you, that I'm keeping for myself. So it's actually Rashi at the end of Babasa that says this way of thinking that it's a derech kavod. So what it obviously means is that everything is in context, and we see this, that the master is saying to the slave, if the master values a slave and the slave is invaluable to the master and it's so obvious, so you would write, or one would write or say, I'm leaving everything, I'm giving over everything to you except something that's just worth a tiny bit to me, almost like with a smile. And it's obviously being mishabech the Eved, by the fact that you give him such a little value, it's actually derech kavod, it's all in the way it's said. It's obviously not the way I just presented it before. It's all in the context of how it's said and written, and it's almost understood that an Eved is invaluable because he does so much. So you're saying, I'm keeping for myself something that's just a little bit worth something, you know, like with a smile. That's mistama what it means. And that's what the Mishnah Rishonah writes. It can only be talking about the Eved, and it's derech kavod.